Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's halfway through the week, and we are the Joe and Alex Show. It's Wednesday, the 13th of March, 2019. So glad that you are here. Thank you so much. Whether you listen to us live on Radio Now, or maybe you're checking out us a podcast, or I don't know. If there's any other way you're listening, what are you, like an alien in space somehow?
Might be.
Okay, well, good morning to you. We come in peace. Alex, Live the Web World, producer, Pork Chop, myself, Joe. That is the Joe and Alex Show. How you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing good. Do you like my new lips?
I noticed on your...
Oh my gosh, yeah, I can tell on your bottom.
On your bottom, I can tell. I didn't notice as much on your top. And I don't mean in a bad way. I normally don't look at your lips,
see.
So... How do they feel?
Wow, yeah, they look like you did one of those sucky things.
But does it look good?
She's waiting until she's married. She doesn't do that.
They're a little bit swollen right now. They're going
to set in.
Yeah, it takes a little bit, a couple days. The swelling will go down. And then I got Botox in a lot of areas of my face, but you can't see that yet. So that takes like maybe close to a week to show up.
Okay.
So like I have Botox in my face, but right now, I can totally move.
Okay,
right.
No, Botox, help me out, because this is how dumb I am. But Botox is supposed to keep the skin firm?
Yes. So okay. That your face doesn't settle in to get wrinkles and stuff like that. So I just turned 26. So in your mid to late 20s, early 30s, that is like prime time to do like anti-aging preventative Botox. So basically it helps your skin not to settle into fine lines and wrinkles, so it helps prevent them from even forming. So it's just preventative. But it's going to look, besides my lips, obviously those are a little bit plump. But everything else is going to look super natural. Like, you guys won't even be able to tell.
You guys make fun of me. This, and if you don't know this, Alex and Liv especially say I have a flat butt.
Yeah.
Can we plump my butt up?
Yeah, you can get injections now to fix your nose, fix your butt. You can get
everything.
A non-surgical facelift just with injections. You can... get a boob lift with just injections.
I would love to get that. I need a lift.
So I took a picture last night of me at the plastic surgeon's, and you can go see that picture. And then, like, I put all the information in the caption of what all I got done, what areas, and then how much, like, they put in my face, so that if you want to ask for the same thing, you can.
Like the amount of units.
Yep. So, and I'm going to put information hopefully later today on my story, like, because I did a little interview video with the plastic surgeon who did it locally here in Indianapolis. His name is Dr. Stephen Porto. So I asked him all the questions, like, what's the cost? What's the, what happens after? All these different things. And so that'll probably be up in my story. But you can see it on Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z. So I'm super excited. And then we talked about how in a few months from now, I want to do a non-surgical nose job. Which is getting your nose fixed without an invasive like rhinoplasty surgery.
What do you do, nose?
No, I just have a completely crooked nose, which multiple plastic surgeons have agreed with me. Like, yeah, it's very obvious.
Okay,
any
hold
plastic
on.
Surgeon
yes.
is gonna
no, no,
agree
no.
With
they
anything.
Told me. Like, I even brought up stuff last night. This is what I like about this plastic surgeon, Dr. Porto. Last night, even said there were a few areas that I brought up. He said, "Do not touch that. You do not need that." So that's. I feel like he's a very trustworthy person, because when I brought up certain things, they were like, "Yeah, we're not going to do that. You don't need." So they agreed on things that could help me, could be anti-aging measures or things that did need fixing, and said no to other things.
Well, I'm glad. Here's where I feel bad. I feel like a jerk, because I wish I would have said something when I seen it. You know, I'm the same guy, at least you've known to sit around here, where I'm like 3 weeks later, I'm like, did you get a haircut?
I know,
like,
but you can't tell my lips
guy.
A little bit, right? But they don't look bad. They just look plumper. Right?
Right.
No, seriously.
I think they need to settle in, you said.
Yeah. Well, they're a little swollen.
I think it looks extremely obvious in your lip area. So
I wanted it to be more obvious.
But
I think that might be
because
they're swollen.
They're swollen. And your face looks a little swollen.
It does?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that should be shut. My face shouldn't be swollen, I don't think.
I think you're making things up in your mind because nothing is showing up in my face.
See, yet.
I'm like that type of person though. It's like if I watch a scary movie, then I like hear.
See, even with my lips a little bit swollen like this, I actually really like it like this. So, I mean,
one time my lips got really swollen in the Dominican Republic because I kept putting on chapstick that didn't have any SPF.
Ooh.
And so it was just attracting the sun. And the Dominican Republic is super, super close to the equator.
Ooh, you got a sunburn?
And my lips swelled up so much. So, so, so much. And I had to walk around with ice on them.
Ice.
Oh, my goodness.
So, was that your day yesterday, just icing your lips, or how are you, Liv?
No, I'm good. I just had work. Oh, actually, so I was working at the gym last night, mm-hmm. and normally I'm in the kids' club, so I'm not around any of the other employees, but I was working the front desk last night, so I was around some of the other employees and some of the other trainers, and one of the trainers there, Emily, taught me, like, exactly, she did all of this math. It looks like this, like, giant math equation. And she told me, like, the amount of, like, proteins, the amount of carbs, and the amount of fats I should be eating every day for what I'm, like, trying to do and stuff like that. And, like, my workout.
Wait till you hear what, I've got it coming up later in the show today in the garbage, but wait till you hear what Simon Cowell's diet is.
It's probably insane.
Yeah.
But she figured it all out. She took my body weight, then did a bunch of number stuff to it, figured out exactly how many calories I should be eating and like everything. So
Dang. It
was, I'm like excited, but I have a feeling I'm eating way too little calories and way, way, way too little protein.
I think I could have told you that.
Well, yeah, I'm going to work on it.
It's cool, though. I'm proud of you.
You
keep us all motivated. Besides, my Joe's Journey is coming up on the show today, and you keep me motivated just seeing Liv, like, always working.
Here's
I'm like,
the thing.
Doesn't she hate working out? Because I hate working out.
I hate it.
I like it because I like pushing myself,
yeah.
like, a lot, and I like, I'm, like, a really big, like, little goal setter, so I like setting little goals for myself and, like, reaching them and seeing myself get better. And also, my mom and dad are both, like, my dad is 65 and my mom is 55 or 56.
Get it, Playboy.
And you can't tell.
No, they look really healthy.
They run around. They're so healthy. They can do everything with their grandchildren.
But don't they do that thing, too? Alex is talking about it, like, where, like, they take blood from younger people. Don't your parents do that? Like, where they inject younger blood into themselves?
I mean, yeah, that's why they took my blood yesterday.
Well, they did, obviously, when I was, like, a little kid, but they don't want my blood anymore.
So yeah, I mean,
now they take my grandchildren, or their grandchildren.
Yours is tainted. I mean, yours peaked at, like, 17.
Mine's old now.
Yes.
My blood yesterday went to, like, a little vampire bank.
It was nice, though.
Porkchop. There is a thing called a vampire facial.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing. Porkchop, how was your day, man?
It was good. Actually, this morning, I got paid to drive into work today.
Huh? How does that happen?
So you know how I'm a Lyft driver?
No.
They have this
option. Why don't
you
share that? That's an interesting side of yourself.
Yeah, uh-huh. They have got this option where you can schedule a trip.
Yeah.
And I noticed someone scheduled a trip like from near where I live all the way to the airport.
What's your street address if people want to stop on by?
Yeah, sure. So I brought this guy in and turns out we were talking and he says he works in media sales. And I was like, oh, well, I work for the Joe and Alex show if you're looking to buy some ads. And he's like, yeah, well, if your show is any good as you're driving, I'm not buying.
Wait, really? Did he say that?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. But I drove him to the airport, and he gave me a tip, so I got $30 to drive into work today.
Thank God.
There we go.
I can eat today.
Hey. You can eat fancy, dude. You might be able to have like a full meal.
I'll take Alex to Applebee's and get steak.
I'm flipping you off right now.
I love Applebee's.
Not necessarily this early in the show. Just saying, that's not a good vibe. All right, my story actually I want to get to later in the show, but a huge car accident that I was involved in. I mean, I think it's probably the scariest thing I've ever been involved with in my entire life. I'm okay, but I'll talk about that later on in the show. So if you can't hang around, make sure you check out the podcast at joeandalexshow.com. But it was absolutely insane.
Coming up next, Lady Gaga announced she's pregnant yesterday.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga revealed that she is pregnant.
What?
With a new album.
Okay, you know what? That's not funny. I really thought, like, oh my God, there's going to be a little monster coming out.
Nope, it's an album instead of a baby. Lady Gaga went on Twitter to comment on rumors that she is pregnant by tweeting, "Rumors I'm pregnant? Yeah, I'm pregnant with LG6. That means Lady Gaga 6, her sixth album. Her last album debuted in 2016, and she has since lent her voice to the soundtrack for A Star Is Born. But now we're going to get a whole brand new album, because I think it was Joanne was her last album.
Yeah, and that was a different take on it. And here's the thing. This is something now that Alex is going to do. She's like, hey, guys, big announcement on the show tomorrow. I'm pregnant with chicken nuggets in my belly.
Yeah, you already know. Mm-hmm. Jose Canseco's ex-wife, Jessica, denies the cheating allegations made by her ex-husband. Jose claims that she was hooking up with Jennifer Lopez's fiance, Alex Rodriguez. She wrote on Twitter, those false accusations that Jose is making are not true. I've known Alex for many years and haven't even seen him for over 5. I certainly did not sleep with him. I'm friendly with both him and J-Lo. As for Jose, he can keep playing with his alien friends. I don't know what that means, but it's funny.
Yeah, maybe he's into weird stuff like that. I heard original comments. She simply said, no way, Jose. Like, she kept it very short and to the point.
Simon Cowell talked about starting a new diet that is freaking nuts.
I went to see this guy who's very well known, and he said to me, after doing some blood work, you can't have red meat, dairy, sugar, bread, or gluten. I'm thinking, what about alcohol?
That's my next question.
And he said, maybe not quite as much as you had before. And I did it, and I stuck to it, and it's easy.
Okay. It is not easy.
He can't eat, but explain this to me. He can't eat red meat, dairy, sugar, bread, or gluten. What the hell is he eating?
Chicken, nothing. Fish. I'm trying to think what else. Liv, help me out here. Chicken and fish.
I mean, chicken, fish, turkey. He can have potatoes. He can have rice. He can still have grains that aren't bread and aren't gluten. He can still have fruit, vegetables. Honestly, like, besides sugar, that just means, like, you really can't have, like, a lot of sweets. I'm sure he can have, like, natural sugars, like fruits. This really is not that far.
If I'm being honest, if my doctor's
I hate this.
If my doctor's like, Joe, listen, your weight, here's what we're going to have to put you on, or you're going to die. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to let everybody know I'm dying soon. Because, like, impossible.
Not that hard.
And Gwyneth Paltrow says that she's had people thank her for making the concept of conscious uncoupling popular in today's culture.
It's actually really nice to see the culture embrace the idea. And, you know, people stop me all the time and say, you know, I know you, like, took a lot of crap for that in the beginning, but thank you so much for doing that, because I never would have thought to pursue that line of thinking. So for me, that's really impactful.
Coming up in less than an hour, one of the biggest scandals of 2019 happened yesterday. And I mean, just in general, news stories, anything. One of the biggest ones. And it involves 2 prominent Hollywood actresses. You are not going to want to miss this.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl. There's some things that she does not get. Man, this one's going to get your blood boiling. Hang on.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Dumber than Joe. We get it.
Liv, what is high blood pressure?
I have no idea. I'm assuming that it's something with the blood, but I don't understand when they mean pressure. Like, does that mean it's about to burst out of your body because it's so much pressure against the skin? And also, what does it have to do with a heart attack? I just don't understand what the heart has to do with, like, the pressure of your blood. Does that mean that your blood weighs more? But I guess that would kind of make sense, because fatter people who weigh more have higher blood pressure. So maybe that's where their weight comes from. I don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. You can qualify for a Lady Gaga flyaway to Las Vegas. You can get the awesome hotel, airfare, all those things. And just for getting qualified, you're going to win a Star Is Born, a digital download of the soundtrack. That's coming up about 1 hour from now here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Do you remember yesterday this lady that was attacked by a jaguar. Really, she reached in to try to get a selfie, and the jaguar was like, hail to the no?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, well, now she's speaking out for the first time.
I was in the wrong for leaning over the barrier, but I do think that maybe the zoo should look into moving their fence back.
Excuse us?
Come on.
No, girlfriend.
That's like, okay, and I've been guilty of doing this, so I won't act like I'm perfect. It's where you apologize, but it's like, well, it's not really my fault, but I'm apologizing.
Right.
It's like, yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh, there's a girl on The Real Housewives that does that every single episode.
I know, right? Like, totally. No, I don't know who she is, but okay, maybe this could be her.
I was told that it's at federal regulation, but if that jaguar can get her paw through the fence and anybody can reach out, you know, I'm not the first.
Come
and
on.
If they don't move the fence, I'm probably not going to be the last.
I don't have
okay,
time for this.
Then that's your fault for being a dummy. You're a straight up dummy.
Yeah, she could have been the dummy of the day.
Yeah, should have been, actually. You're right.
I never expected. And I feel like we're all human. We make mistakes. And I learned my lesson.
Okay, well, I hope so. Thank God they didn't put that jaguar down. If you're wondering, usually it seems like they'll kill an animal if they just become, you know, what an animal does. But no, that is not going to be the case here. Dick's Sporting Goods, they announced yesterday that they're removing guns from 125 stores. Now, they already stopped selling them in 10 stores last year to test how that would perform. Apparently, they saw good results, and they're saying, okay, we'll do it from 125 additional stores. They said that they plan to replace hunting goods, like the guns and things, where they underperform with better-selling merchandise like apparel, athletic footwear, or outdoor equipment. I don't know if that really means anything or not necessarily. Like, I don't know if that means, I mean, they're saying it performs better, but just me personally, I don't have a ton of guns. I got a few, but I would go to a store with or without guns. I don't care. I wouldn't be like, oh, you have a gun in here?
The reason that their guns stopped selling, no, the reason that their guns stopped selling is because they came out with that statement last year saying that they were pulling ARs. So they pulled ARs, so then gun owners were like, okay, well, then we're not shopping at Dick's anymore. So the problem was they started taking all their gun sales, and then they went to other stores, so then that hurt Dick's. So then, yes, all of their gun sales suffered because nobody that is a law-abiding gun owner wanted to go there anymore because it was like a protest. So I think that's what
it
is.
I think some people protested. I don't know if it's all, but at the same time, like, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods when I was younger with my dad, but I never went there for guns, though, too. I guess I don't look at them as, like, a big gun place to go, but that's just me. This is so funny. A family in Nebraska got pretty creative with a snowstorm that happened last week, and now we're now seeing this video. During a snowstorm that happened Saturday in Nebraska, a family built a lifelike Ford Mustang GTA out of snow. So if you're driving by, you're like, oh man, that car is covered, you know, like the whole thing is piled up in snow. Well, it wasn't really. It was just all the snow. There was no car there. They spent 5 hours, the whole family did. They used a skid loader, concrete wood floats, shovels, ice scrapers, and a squirt bottle. That's how they kind of got it to freeze and stay into place and mold it. Well, a Nebraska state trooper pulled by, got out, like, and he's flashing his lights like, what is this? He ended up, like, realizing it was fake, so he recorded it on his phone. He actually wrote a real ticket and put it on there on the fake snow pile.
That's cute.
I think it's pretty cool. So you can see that at joeandalexshow.com. And wrapping up here with some hopefully more positive fun things for Joe's Need to Know News, let's talk about the new hashtag. It's hashtag trash tag. Have you heard of trash tag?
No, what's that?
This is great. This is something that I would love to get us all together as a show and do. It's everybody chips in and they help out with the trash problem. People are challenged to take a before photo of an area that is in need of a cleanup. Like, it's got trash and junk and bags and stuff everywhere, followed by an after photo of the really nice, beautiful, clean area. The hashtag, I guess, has blown up on social media after somebody on Reddit posted a screenshot of somebody that actually had completed the challenge with the caption, here's a new challenge for all you bored teens. Take a photo of an area that needs some cleaning and maintenance and show the before and after. And it's pretty cool. I'm going to put a bunch of these because I searched.
Some freaking parent came up with this, man.
I don't know, but Alex, it was crazy seeing some of, like, yeah, like, it'd be funny for the room, right, to clean the room challenge.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what this is.
But this nature stuff, though, outside, or just areas of a city or a community, it's incredible, the before and the after. I got a bunch of them compiling right now, and I'm gonna embed all the tweets online at joeandalexshow.com so you can see that. And finally, are we going to try to do this dance today? There's a
yes.
Brand new dance I want to try to do on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. It is called the Triangle Dance.
Yes, I want to do it.
It's so simple, but yet I'm so confused. Three people dance in a triangle. You hold hands in a formation, and you hold onto each other's shoulders, and you take turns jumping into the middle of one another. So you have to coordinate, like, you go, you go, you go, you go. It seems like somebody's going to get stepped on.
I know what song I want us to do
it to. What song are we going to do it to?
Triangle by Patsy Cline.
Okay, I'm
out. She goes, no, it's perfect for the dance. She goes, tra-la-la-la-la-la, triangle, tra-la-la-la-la-la, triangle. You never heard it?
I've never heard that song.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to pull up the triangle song later. And
well, you know who Patsy Cline is, right?
Yes, she's like, blue.
No, that's Leanne Rimes.
Crazy. Hold on, now I'm going to try to pull it up. What is it called? It's called the triangle song?
Triangle by Patsy Cline, but it's perfect for this dance. So we're going to do that in the video, Live the Web Girl.
This is low budget right here, but I'm going to see if I can try to get it on my phone because I, in my life, have never heard it. So
there's a little triangle, ding, triangle. I used to love this song when I was little because it was so cute.
Okay.
Hear the little ding of the triangle?
I've got my life in such a mess and I don't know what to do. How can I live in this old world and be in love with you? If I said goodbye.
Isn't there already a triangle dance, and that's like what like country people do?
That's a square dance.
Square.
Oh. All right.
No, she was about to do the triangle part.
Sorry.
Here it is.
Oh yeah, I think this makes the most sense.
All right.
Isn't that cute?
Do you think that'll get us to go viral?
Yes, I think it's so cute.
All right, and we should do it with our pants off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that's a part of it.
Yeah. I just feel like I can jump easier with my pants off. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check all of that out online. I'll even put the triangle video up there, too, or at least a song. I don't think there's a music. Was there a music video from back in the day with Patsy Cline and a triangle?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll put the music song up there. How about that? A link at joeandalexshow.com. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Twitter and on Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. And, of course, the number to call in anytime is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Have you ever had a feeling that maybe you're a little psycho?
Every freaking morning, baby.
Yes, I've wondered if you've noticed. But there's a list out here to help you. Maybe you got some of these traits. It might mean that you're a psycho. Here we go. Trait number one. Let's see here. You're charming.
Ding.
Alex, look at you. Psycho Alex. Number two, they lack compassion and empathy.
No, that's not true. Now, I definitely have compassion and empathy. Why else am I a child advocate? I get sad.
Because you're so psycho, you like that they're in pain.
I don't know if you have empathy. I think you have compassion, though.
No, I do have empathy because whenever I hear
you are not able to put yourself in other people's shoes, I don't think.
How often does somebody, I talk about something sad or whatever, or somebody's sad story and it makes me emotional or cry, like somebody not showing up for somebody's birthday and stuff. That always makes me cry. That would be, I'm empathetic. Okay. You guys are being insane.
All right. They're narcissistic.
I am narcissistic. I will give you that. But I am not not lacking empathy.
We know you're not empathetic. Okay, now listen. They are secretive.
I am secretive.
Yes. Alex.
She shares her entire life.
Yeah, okay. There are still secrets that she keeps.
Well, there's one secret I'm keeping. Liv knows it.
I know it.
No. I think a few of us know it. Okay.
No.
What is it?
It's a secret.
Well, what's it about, like,
no,
roughly?
We want her to be insane. We want her to check out with this list for psycho, so she has to keep it or else she won't be secretive.
Okay, now here's where it doesn't work. Like, one thing, I was like, I saw this, I'm like, dang it. They have a high IQ.
I don't think I have a high IQ.
And you have to have one. They are compulsive liars.
No. I'm not a compulsive liar.
I have seen you. I don't want to pull back the curtain too much, but I get it. She's psycho. Start over, please. I have seen how you can manipulate things and change it, which is kind of a lie.
No, she's not a compulsive liar.
Every single thing in my life I'm lying about.
I think exaggerating and compulsively lying are different. Maybe sometimes I don't even think she's really an exaggerator.
I'm a good actress, but I'm not a compulsive liar.
Well, I think
I tell the truth too much.
Yeah. I think a compulsive liar is someone like Ted Bundy who is super charming.
Well, and you
just
also
I think certain situations, like I really don't want to call you out for it on air because I think there's a certain level of respect we should give each other. But I think I've seen a situation or two, so maybe it's not all the time, but I've seen you be very good at lying, and it's like a lie after a lie after a lie about a certain thing.
I don't think that means that she's a compulsive
liar. Okay,
okay. If you're a compulsive liar, you are so compelled to lie even about the stupidest things. Like, I would lie about like how much juice I drank.
Oh, I had a coffee this morning.
When I did
it. Oh, I love coffee.
Yeah.
When she does it.
I know people like that. I'm not like that.
Those are all my jokes, though. Every time I make a joke, it's like a silly lie.
So pork chop is.
Are you starting to realize something here? The biggest psycho on the show is producer Pork Chop. Lady Gaga, you could fly away to see her in Vegas, qualify, and just for getting qualified for that trip, how about you get hooked up with a digital download of A Star Is Born, the soundtrack? That's coming up in 40 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Question, is this true? Do early risers flip more pancakes? You know, I mean, getting up early in the morning.
You know what the show is?
I have no clue.
That's right.
I loved the Teletubbies when I was younger. Poe was my favorite.
Yeah, apparently people like looked into sleeping habits of like 2,000 Americans, found out that those who stay up late have worse sex lives. I mean, they just said that like also night owls tend to be more shy and sarcastic. They're more likely to use Instagram, and they're more likely for some reason to believe in ghosts. Is it because they stay up too late? They don't get enough sleep? They're seeing stuff?
Yeah, I think they're seeing stuff. Also, they're up too late. None of their friends are texting them back, so they resort to Instagram to keep them entertained.
All right, let's compare each other here. Let's see if we are early birds or night owls, because this is kind of a real quick breakdown. The average early bird gets 7 hours of sleep. Well, that ain't me. Has sex 3 times a week. That's not me. Is more likely to be married. Okay. More likely to work in an office. More likely to be late for work. If you're an early riser, are you late to work?
Yeah, you better not be.
Because you're like doing stuff in the morning. You're not just waking up to go to work. That's your sole purpose. If you're an early riser, you're waking up, you have time to dilly-dally around.
Okay, thank you for the grandma word of the day, dilly-dally.
You're
right there. Live the web girl, keeping it fresh. And also, you're more likely to use Facebook. You're more organized. They also say you're more likely to have a gym membership and more likely to have love at first sight. I think I'm some of those things, besides the fact that I get up early. Like, I think I have some of those. Let's see.
Was Lindsay love at first sight?
She was definitely lust. She was hot. I mean, I definitely...
Well, lust is different than love.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't think I've ever had any girl that I've loved at first sight. I've been, like, really attracted to them. I don't think guys have love at first sight.
I think they do.
Some do.
Well, maybe. But I don't know. Maybe.
I have a friend whose parents had a first date. And literally on the first date, her dad proposed.
Well, that guy sounds really desperate.
And
but
they've been together now for like 30 plus years.
That's insane.
See, why doesn't that crap happen to me? I want something like that. I want just easy.
Because if a guy did that, you would be like, he's a psychopath. He's a weirdo. I'm never talking to him again.
But not if the connection is real. I guess I need to start. I mean, I feel like I do wake up early. But maybe I have to wake up earlier.
Okay, but here's the thing. But like, no, we wake up early because
we have to.
There's a difference between
wanting to and having
wanting
to.
Wanting to and having
Here,
to.
See,
and just naturally waking up. Like when you don't set an alarm, when are you waking up?
See if this applies to you guys. Maybe we're more night owls. This is an average night owl. They get 6 hours of sleep, so a little bit less sleep. They have sex twice a week. Alex, once again, striking out in that category. Is likely to work in an office. Well, we do that too. More likely to use Instagram. Alex. More likely to say they're sarcastic and a perfectionist. More likely to sleep with their pets in the bed. Okay, no. This is not happening. That's not Alex. And more likely to believe in ghosts for some reason.
That, dudes, we're literally the exact same. Are you sure you weren't reading the same list? Literally, the
No, there was a difference between Facebook and Instagram. There was
no,
a thing about
the
gym membership.
The Night Owl said that they spend a lot of time on Instagram.
Oh, you know what?
They did. And
no,
also,
yeah, but no, but they're likely to use Facebook if you're an early riser. Early risers are Facebooker, late
risers, it did.
It said Facebook. They're pretty similar, which is like, I think it's all crap. I mean, what would you say you guys are? Because I don't think that clearly says one person is another.
I definitely think I'm more of a night owl. Like, I can definitely, like, this job just makes me really tired. So I'll go to bed earlier normally, but naturally, I can stay up late. But once I'm up, I'm like kind of awake. Like, I'm up.
Yeah, see, I hate getting up in the morning. I love doing the show. I wish we could do the show every day around noon.
Yeah.
Like we, or maybe like 12:30, we have to have lunch first, then we do the show.
I'm too much of both. I don't think I'm either of these.
All right, well.
We should come up with our own because that one was awful.
I feel like we're more like sloths because we're really slow and like lazy. And like,
I think you should be speaking for yourself right now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hollywood actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are among 50 people charged in a $25 million college entrance exam cheating scheme.
What?
This is the juiciest story of 2019 so far, y'all, and we're all on this roller coaster together. The FBI uncovered a network of all these rich parents who paid big money to this dude to help boost their children's chances of getting into elite colleges by paying people to take tests for their children, bribing test administrators to allow that to happen, and bribing college coaches to identify the applicants as athletes. This dude even created fake profiles for these kids, making it look like they were athletes. Like, he would Photoshop their faces onto the bodies of athletes in some cases.
Oh my gosh.
The colleges themselves are not targets of the investigation, and neither are the students. According to authorities, in many of these cases, the kids were totally, like, in the dark about the entire scheme. Like, they had no idea that their parents had been doing this. Some of the parents who were involved spent between $200,000 and $6.5 million to ensure that their kids receive guaranteed admission at the schools of their choice. The guy who, like, orchestrated this whole thing is William Rick Singer. That's his name. Yesterday, he pleaded guilty to charges of racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice. He not only orchestrated the scheme, but helped bring it down when he agreed to wear a wire and cooperate with investigators. Lori Loughlin, who starred in Full House, and Felicity Huffman, who starred in Desperate Housewives, were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services fraud. Both were caught through recorded phone conversations. Lori and her fashion designer husband agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 to bolster their two daughters' chances of getting into the University of Southern California. And the thing is that Lori's older daughter is a freaking YouTuber. Like, literally a YouTuber. And she just said maybe a week ago, like, yeah, I don't really like school. Like, I like going for the parties and stuff, but, like, YouTube is my life. Like, it does. She doesn't even need to be going.
It's like parents trying to force things in, like, trying to make their kids go where they want them to go and do what they want them to do.
Felicity Huffman and her husband paid $15,000 to get one of their daughters unlimited time for her SAT test. And court documents claim that she got a 1420 score, which is like 400 points over her PSAT. So, like, you know, she had all this extra time, so she was able to score really well compared to other kids. But that's why, because she had extra time. Anyway, this is super juicy. So, Lori Loughlin is out of the country, so they haven't gotten her arrested yet, but she's probably going to surrender sometime today. Felicity Huffman and Lori's husband have been released now after they paid bail yesterday.
Aunt Becky, stay on the run.
Isn't that nuts?
It is just crazy that Aunt Becky is going to be going to federal prison probably one day.
And an unidentified person in Chicago called 911 yesterday claiming that Azriel Clary and other women who are alleged victims of R. Kelly were planning to carry out a suicide pact. This is the 911 call. It all turned out to be a false alarm, by the way, but super scary.
And I also need a supervisor, I guess, for threatening suicide. Trump Tower, a call is coming in from the National Traffic Hotline. Get an anonymous call from a says that Arzell, clearly, and four of the women who are victims of R. Kelly are planning to carry out a suicide pact in one of the condos at Trump Tower. A caller didn't specify when or how this would transpire, didn't give an address or condo unit.
Jay Leno talked with Today and said after 5 years, he doesn't miss hosting The Tonight Show.
I don't miss it. You know, everything now is people don't like your politics. Everyone has to know your politics. When I kind of use Johnny's model, people couldn't figure out, well, you and your Republican friends, well, Mr. Leno, you and your Democratic buddies, I will. And I would get hate mail from both sides equally. And I went, well, that's fabulous. Yeah. That's exactly that's what even, I want. Yes. But when people see you as one-sided, it just makes it tough. And plus, you know, I did it when, you know, Clinton was horny and Bush was dumb, and it was just a little easier.
You know,
now it's all very serious. I just like a bit of civility come back.
I think he brings up a point. It was probably easier to be a host like that back in the day, just to make fun of every president doing their dumb stuff.
Keira Knightley says that her 3-year-old criticizes her acting skills whenever they play Paw Patrol together.
She has to be Skye. She has to, you know, but she will only let me be Rubble. And then she tells me off about it. She's like, no, don't do that. No, he doesn't talk like that. I'm like, I get paid for this.
Coming up in less than an hour, what happened on the Bachelor finale last night?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Something happened to producer Porkchop involving a coworker, and now he doesn't know how to act around her. This is a lot to take in. I actually would say don't be eating breakfast when you hear about this. That's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I don't know, just to be safe, if you're eating food, this might gross you out. Producer Porkchop, what happened with a coworker of ours?
Well, the thing is, I really didn't want to talk about this because when I do talk about it, this person is going to know who they are.
Wait, do they listen to the Joe and Alex Show?
No, it's a coworker. They work here, but something specific.
I know,
happened.
But sometimes people, I don't think listen. Okay, I gotta be honest. I don't think people always listen to our show, even that we work with.
Well, if someone does that works here, like they're gonna tell her.
Okay, what up?
All right, so we have a coworker. I won't say their name, but like I said, it doesn't matter. She was on maternity leave for a while, so we all know who I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She just recently came back. And she was like, oh, hey, Porkchop, how's it going? Like, you know, she only knew me for a couple months because I've only been here 4 months. And I'm like, oh, everything's great. Like, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. She's like, do you want to see pictures of the baby? I'm like, yeah, of course I do. That'd be awesome. So she gets her phone out. And do you remember in fifth grade or sixth grade, whatever grade you were in, and we had to watch that old school video of giving childbirth?
Sixth grade for me, yeah. I remember that health class.
Yeah, well, the picture she showed me was just like that.
Wait, it was the actual, like...
The actual her giving birth to her kid. And I'm like, oh, great. Like, yeah. Nice.
Oh my gosh, wait, so you saw everything?
Everything. Like, I mean, I don't even know how much I want to talk about here, but I remember in fifth grade, in fifth grade, I remember watching that video, and I remember seeing a cartoon razor, and then being like, you should shave. And then I remember the razor going across.
Stop, okay.
I don't remember grooming, okay.
And,
okay.
Well... Yeah.
You literally saw the baby coming out, like photos of the baby coming out.
So you saw her hoo-hoo nana.
Yeah, and I don't think she watched the video I
And
watched.
So how did that make you feel, seeing that?
Uncomfortable. I mean, I feel like I'm a good liar, and I faked it. Like, oh, that's great. You know, but now I can't even look at her the same.
Why can't you look at her the same? What's the big deal?
Because
we're all human. We all have, females all have that. Guys all have, you know, what helps make a baby. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Right, but that's extremely inappropriate in a workplace to just show, you know, I almost felt like she led me on.
She had a connection with you.
She's like, oh, hey, want to see a picture of my baby? Yeah, sure. Like, she should have said, hey, want to see my hoo-ha?
I've never seen any health videos about childbirth or anything like that. I've never seen it, but I think it's a very natural thing. And so I think when someone is pregnant, you obviously know that they are flipping pancakes, you know?
We know how
but
it happened.
Otherwise, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't talk about that kind of stuff with your coworkers. But when you see they're pregnant, you know obviously that happened.
Right.
So technically, if she was pregnant walking around, wouldn't that be too much? Because that isn't the right place for the like workplace because you know that she's flipping pancakes. So obviously, if she's giving birth and she shows you that, you know where it's coming from. You know what's happening. So I don't think that's inappropriate.
How about this? I used to work at a place where a guy showed a girl a picture like of him and he got fired.
That's different. That's not childbirth.
What the heck is the difference?
That's not childbirth. Childbirth is so natural.
That's just
it's
a deep
natural,
pic.
Some of that's
it's
natural
innocent.
Too. In some other countries, they're
hold
all
on.
Nude.
No, go ahead. If you're gonna throw other countries
in
under
America,
the bus.
That's not like appropriate. That's not what you do.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Is it inappropriate for our coworker, who we will not name, just had a beautiful baby? Is it inappropriate to show, you know, kind of full-on giving birth? He saw straight up into it? Or is that kind of normal? And I think I would say okay, right?
I think it's okay. I think it's a very natural process. I think it is very, it's something that everyone knows about. Everyone knows what happens. And it's the beginning of a new life. And I think it's beautiful. And I think women's bodies are beautiful.
Okay, no offense, but if I wanted to see that, I would be dating a girl and not Chase.
Like, okay, is it because you're a bisexual guy? That's why it's creeping you out.
But here's the thing. I hope no one is looking that and like wants to be turned on.
Yeah,
like,
that is not attractive.
No, that doesn't happen. That's not what
I was just
the point
giving an
is.
Example.
Okay, well, terrible not example for sure. 833 Joe Alex. I would love to have your thoughts on this. 833-563-2539.
I totally side with Porkchop. I would be so freaking uncomfortable, even if it was Liv or anybody else that I'm closer to at work. I do not want to see a baby coming out of your genie.
Well, I'm
sorry.
Telling you right now, if my wife Lindsay, if we ever have a baby, guess what photos I'm showing you guys?
No.
Straight on. Check it out. That's my wife's hoo-ha nanner. All right, we'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Morning, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX because, whoa, this is interesting. Producer Porkchop, this didn't happen to any of us as far as I know, talked to one of our coworkers who's back from maternity leave and, yep, had a baby, which is beautiful, and she said, hey, do you want to see a picture of the baby? And I guess Porkchop was like, yeah, Alex, you know, I'd love to see a picture of the baby. She proceeds to show photos of full frontal, like the baby coming out of the magical chamber.
Yeah. Yeah, like in the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't bother me. That's an act of God. That's just, that's nature. That's beautiful.
I agree with Porkchop. I think totally inappropriate to show a coworker. Super gross. And Liv, the web girl, is like, women's bodies are beautiful. You guys are problematic.
Michelle, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I want to say I think it's completely inappropriate. I have a coworker who's also an oversharer. And I would lose my mind if she did that.
Why are you such a prude, Michelle?
Well, I had to hear about my co-friend's husband's sperm count the other day.
Well, at least you didn't have to see it. That would have been really bad. All right.
So that must mean he doesn't drink Mountain Dew then, right?
I have no idea. I had to tell her to sit down.
Mountain Dew ups your count or lowers it?
It's got to, man. It's a magic elixir.
Allegedly, it lowers
Woo!
It.
Woo! Do the Dew!
Nice.
God, Porkchop, you could do the dude. Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle. Let's talk to another person with a great name called Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. What did you want to say about Porkchop seeing the baby coming right out?
No, that's not acceptable at all.
What would you have said in that moment?
I'm sorry?
What would you have said in that moment if she would have, if your coworker would have showed you pictures like that?
Honestly, I probably just would be like, whoa, hey, hold on right a second, you know. I went to the baby, not that.
Right. I feel like I'm never going to be able to look at her. I almost said her name. I feel like I'm never going to be able to look at her again.
Yeah.
Like, the same way.
I wouldn't be able to either. To be honest, just hearing about it secondhand makes me not want to look at her.
Do you realize, like, how babies are actually brought into this world,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I don't want to see that. Like, honestly, okay, here's the thing.
It's natural.
Natural. When I'm married and whenever I have my first baby, like, I literally thought about this. I don't want my husband looking down there. Like, he's not going to be allowed to look over the blanket, the sheet or whatever.
Are you kidding me?
No, I do not want anyone looking at that. That is so unbelievably just so gross.
Kat, you're a mom of four. What do you think?
So I would never, ever show that to a coworker, but I do have four kids of my own, and all of my kids have been present, I mean, with the exclusion of my last child, have been present when I give labor.
Ooh, really? And so what are the ages of your oldest?
My oldest is 9.
I could never.
What is wrong with you? You guys are so weird. I think that's beautiful, Kat.
Thank you.
And you're not alone. No. As a matter of fact, Kayla on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter said, I'm an oversharer for sure. Yes, I showed my coworkers my childbirth video.
Stop.
And I'd show a complete stranger if they allowed me to. Kayla, hey, it's Joe from the Joe and Alex Show. Send us a direct message, just maybe like video of it on your phone, and we'll all watch it together here during your commercial break at Joe and Alex Show.
Kayla, you need to cut that out. Cut it out. We don't want to see that.
All right.
The thing is, people are like too scared to say anything nowadays.
No, they're not. I think people are being very vocal right
now. Just like Porkchop. He didn't say in the moment how uncomfortable
he
was.
He's a pansy, though. You know Porkchop. Liv, am I right or wrong here? Porkchop never says anything.
Yeah, Porkchop never says anything and will agree with anything anyone is saying at that
moment
in time.
God, I love him. I love him, but he's the biggest pushover. I mean, he never stands up. Let's talk to Charity. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Is it inappropriate what our coworker did showing Porkchop a photo of the baby, which actually was a photo, well, literally entering the world?
It's absolutely inappropriate.
Charity, come on.
Okay, I'm all about childbirth. The natural, it's beautiful. If somebody wants to see the pictures of my kids being born, I'd be happy to show them. But to me, childbirth is very intimate, and I don't think that it's just something that you just show anybody. And honestly, harassment is anything that makes you feel uncomfortable that somebody else is doing to you in your workplace. And I think that it's completely harassment to show someone those pictures when it's unsolicited.
Charity, you're overblowing this right now. I hope you realize.
No, it's not. I mean, if I'm going to tell you I'm going to show you my baby, I'm going to show you a picture of my child and not of me undressed. Because, so flipping pancakes is completely natural too, but doesn't mean I want to see you conceive a child.
Right. That's what I think too. I don't understand the just complete and total lack of modesty we're experiencing as a culture right now. But we got a Facebook message. If you type in radio now, you can follow us on Facebook. We got a Facebook message from somebody that said, just like the Free the Nipple movement, pictures of giving birth and stuff should not be hidden. People should show those off. People should be proud of those moments. They said, giving birth is another example of how that area of a woman's body is not only used for sexual purposes. And
it's hoo-hoo nanner shaming.
I can't even tell you how much I disagree with this. It is just so flippant inappropriate. If you're not my husband, I don't want you seeing that.
I don't understand why you're so against women. Caitlin, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Hi. So I have a 6-month-old, and before, I had him, I was like, I don't want you looking down there. Like, I told my husband that, but then he was like, that was the coolest thing that I had ever watched.
Wow.
And he said that he totally had respect for me, but for me to go and show someone a picture of my badge, no, that's disgusting. and let's be honest, okay? Whenever they come out, they're ugly anyway, so it looks like a little alien coming out of a spaceship. You don't want to watch that.
Right.
Caitlin, no. People pay a lot of money for movies all the time. I mean, a baby being brought into this world, I want to see that. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's wrap it up with a woman that we know for sure has brought at least one baby into this world.
Oh, no.
And there's no way that this baby was ugly. Is this Porkchop's mom?
This is Porkchop's mom.
What?
Hey, so has everybody seen photos of you bringing Porkchop into the world?
No.
No, but I'm calling to say I'm proud of him because it shows that he has respect for people's private parts.
Thank you.
That's the way you should be. And I relate this to the same thing as a woman wanting to breastfeed in public and expose herself. Yeah, okay, I know what she's doing. Uh-oh. I did the same thing, but I covered up. I mean, there's still guys in the restaurant who are looking at her boobs saying, wow, that's great. I wish I was with her.
Mom, you're gonna
see the baby.
You're gonna stir up Liv. That's like a whole nother conversation.
No,
breastfeeding is good. I mean, I did it for a year for each kid. It gives them the immunities that you have. And,
I feel like Porkchop was a long-term breastfeeder, but that's just me.
But you don't have to expose yourself. Something different, in my opinion. But anyway, I got to go to work. So
all right.
Talk about it.
Well, hey, Porkchop's mom, have fun. Don't expose yourself, okay?
Bye, Mom.
Never would. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Porkchop's mom.
Porkchop! Hey, remember when you asked her if she had a picture of it? Like, there was.
Oh, I bet she does.
No, I mean, there was no pictures back then. I'm old.
Me and all my family and all my friends at my birthday watch my own childbirth every single year.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Can I come to the party?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super fun. We get popcorn. So creepy. I've been watching it since I was like one.
Man, movie night at the at the C's house. All right, that is something that I don't feel bad for you, Porkchop, but thanks for sharing, buddy. It's the Joe and Alex show. We've got your chance right now to get qualified for Lady Gaga Flyaway. And just for getting qualified, you're going to get a digital download of the album A Star Is Born. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and your chance to win a Lady Gaga Flyaway. We're getting you qualified for it right now. All you got to do is play a little game today involving Lady Gaga and her monsters. And just for getting qualified for this, we're going to hook you up with a digital download of A Star Is Born, which has this song. Sha-la-la-lo. Liv the Web Girl, by the way, can you put a video clip of you singing this later on our Instagram? Because you sound just like Lady Gaga when you sing.
I know, and thank you, and yes.
Okay, cool. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and we will put a clip of Liv doing the Lady Gaga part because it is, God, it's so impressive. All right, today we need to get some contestants. Looks like we've got, is this Crystal?
This is.
Hey, Crystal, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you ready to play a game?
I am.
Cool. Make sure you got your radio turned down so we can hear you and not have that terrible sound in the background. And then we've got Leanne. Hey, Leanne, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, how are you?
Doing wonderful. All right, producer Porkchop or Live the Web Girl, somebody want to explain how today's game is going to work?
Yes, of course. We've got a bunch of monsters listed here, and we're going to give you some clues.
Like Lady Gaga's got her little monsters, is that what this is?
Yes.
Ooh, I like it. You guys are so creative. Who are you and what have you done with my old coworkers?
So once you know the answer, buzz in with your name. So let's practice that. Leanne, go ahead, buzz in.
All right.
No, buzz in with your name. So let's practice that.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Leanne.
There you go. And Crystal, let's test yours.
Crystal.
Perfect.
Sounds like Leanne's not working as much as Crystal's.
So we're going to do a little example here with Joe and Alex. Are you both ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yes.
This is just for Joe and Alex. This is an example.
All right.
Lives in New Jersey. Named after a hockey team.
Devil.
That is, well, what's the monster? The New
Alex.
Jersey Devil.
Grizzy.
No, the New Jersey Devil.
Gritty.
Philadelphia Flyers.
The New Jersey
Am
Devil.
I right?
No, that's the Philadelphia Flyers.
Is that a monster?
The
that
New Jersey
orange
Devil
looking
is a monster,
thing?
Yes.
I think that
No,
the,
Alex, that is
really
not what we're talking about. That is the Philadelphia Flyers mascot.
You know what?
We're
why
talking
did
about
you
the New Jersey Devils.
That's a question. That's not a monster.
It's a monster.
All right, anyway, I think they get it.
As you can tell, Leanne and Crystal, we are the best morning show when it comes to games. They're simple and easy. Here we go.
Lives in Transylvania. If you're around him, wear a turtleneck and garlic.
Crap.
Sucks
Leanne.
Blood. Yes, Leanne. Two seconds.
Nope.
All right.
I know this.
The answer is Dracula.
Yeah.
Dracula lives in Transylvania, sucks blood.
I thought that was easy.
Yeah, that's okay. The next one. This monster is tall. Slightly discolored. He's got screws in his neck. Comes around
Crystal.
Around Halloween time.
Crystal.
Crystal, go ahead.
Frankenstein.
That is correct.
Yes.
Woo!
All right, we got 1 point on the board.
Wow, yeah. Slow down, we got a barn burner here.
These monsters like to make a lot of noise on certain nights. You need a full moon. This one definitely needs a body wax.
Leanne. Mummy.
That is incorrect.
I know what
you
it is.
So dumb.
What is
werewolves?
That is correct. Good job.
Oh.
This is see now. These are my type of questions.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
This
For
month.
Real.
Wait, do we want to give the other one an opportunity to steal if the first person doesn't get it right?
Sure.
I don't think they're going to be able to steal.
I don't think anything's possible to steal. I think right now whoever's got 1 point won the game, but we'll keep on trying here. All right, next one.
This monster lives under your bed, at least some say.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
He might come out at night when you're sleeping. Some say he lives in the basement. You can buzz in anytime. He might even be stuck in your nose.
Crystal.
Boogeyman. That's correct.
There we go.
I honestly think these are so easy. I don't
agree.
Get it.
This is the last one. So this monster is not the most lively and is hungry for human flesh. Although they walk slow, their limbs may fall apart.
Crystal.
Go ahead, Crystal.
It is zombies.
That is correct. Yay! You are the winner.
There we go. All right. Well, Crystal, congratulations going out to you, the big winner. Leanne, thanks for playing.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, that was tough, honestly. The whole game, I was like,
you are so dumb. You are really dumb.
I don't know.
For real.
I didn't think that game was hard.
I didn't either. I thought that was actually very creative. I liked
it.
The clues.
Yeah. It was just different.
Just tough to get through. Man, all
Thank
right.
Thank God, Crystal. You did it.
Yeah, you did it. You're a champion. Crystal, you now are going to be qualified for that Lady Gaga flyaway to Vegas. You get airfare, hotel if you're the grand prize winner. But just for doing that, you are going to get hooked up with a digital download of A Star Is Born, which has got that big song in there. Everybody knows Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. We'll have more chances. Yes, you thought that was the best game ever. We still got more chances, Alex, this week to win those tickets here on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad that you are making us a part of your day. Thank you, truly. Whether you listen for 5 minutes or 5 hours, it really is awesome. Share with a friend. Go to joeandalexshow.com to check out anything you might have missed on the show. And, of course, on podcasts, we're pretty much everywhere. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show. Do us a favor. Please subscribe. Give us 5 stars and leave a comment, because that way more people can see and check out our podcasts. Joe's Journey. Yeah, let's get right to it. We talked about it last week, whether or not we should do it, Alex, and it seemed like a lot of people are like, yeah, you should continue it. But I wanted to make it quicker, not such of a long, drawn-out thing, unless I got some real big news. So let me just get into it. This week, yes, I actually lost a little bit of weight, and I say little. I lost a pound. So
okay.
I could have went to the bathroom or just not drank as much water. But I'm down right now. Let me see what I actually wrote my number down on the scale right here. Okay, I am down to 381.8. And I'm really at the point now that the weather's starting to get nicer. You know, we sprung forward. I really want to start doing more things, and I'm keeping it simple. Not necessarily where I have to have a punishment, but I want you guys to hold me accountable if you see it on my Instagram story. I'm going to take my dogs for at least a 2-mile walk every day, unless it's like pouring down rain.
Okay.
Every day. It's simple, but
Still doing the boxing thing?
I am still doing boxing, but I honestly, when I was sick, like with the nose thingy, I kind of took some time off because I didn't want to like have an asthma attack trying to do it. But yes.
When was the last time you went?
I went 6 days ago.
Okay. So you going to go today?
I don't know if I'm going today or not. I got a really busy day. I'm going to get there as soon as I can. What, you don't think I have a busy day? We all have busy days.
Well, I know, but you're like, hold me accountable. Well, I can't go.
True. Hold me accountable, but please don't hold me accountable. No, but I want you guys just to check in on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram or mine, Joe Pesh Radio, and see if I'm walking my dogs, Benny and Patty, because that's a good thing for them. They're dogs. They need to be walked, and it's a good thing for me, too, because,
yes.
Well,
I still think you need to be doing more than walking your dogs, though. For the amount of weight you're realistically trying to lose, I think you got to do more.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to keep going to the boxing.
Well, no, I am. I love doing the title boxing.
Yeah, I know, but consistently going.
You need to be
Don't
like,
give up.
Ah, Mick, I'm going to throw in the towel. Like, Rocky, you need to punch him in the jaw.
Well, exactly.
Rocky, you need to go in that ring and you need to razzle and dazzle. You got to hit him with the left, hit him with the right, right there.
Yeah, you got to be like Demi Lovato up in there, like almost
knocking
every day.
Knocking out a tooth?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, cool. Well, that's Joe's Journey update for this week. Boom, bada bing. How you like that? I'm into it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539. It could be anything. You could be into music. You could be into a restaurant. You could be into a TV show. It doesn't matter. We just want to know what it is. So if it's cool, maybe we can check it out and share it out with other people that listen to the Joe and Alex Show. For me, it's the second week in a row. I'm into music, and I never even heard of this, but it just was so catchy. I was like, you know what? I really like this. It's an artist called Dominic Fike, and he's 23 years old. He's a singer and a rapper from Naples, Florida, and he signed to Columbia Records. That's what my little research was able to find out. And the song by Dominic is called Three Nights. Three nights at the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. I can't fix each and all your problems. I'm no good with names or faces. She sent me naked pictures from a neck down to the waist. I get my feelings involved. She stopped returning my calls. The flaws turn into walls and barricades. And I'm too.
broken to the walls in my room, walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made no money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late, thinking about you.
It just is so catchy to me. I don't know if anybody else likes it, but
I love it.
I really like him, and I've never heard of him.
I love it. I'm downloading it when I leave today.
All right, cool. And for all these things, we're going to be putting a swipe up link on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. You can go check it out. Live the web, girl. Huh? I want to hear a little bit more, but I want to hear from you next. I just really like it. Hopefully we'll play this.
Who is it again? The song name?
Dominic Fike.
Dominic Fike. F-Y-K-E.
Three nights.
Did I not spell it right?
I think it's F-I-K-E.
Okay, I thought it was F-Y-K-E.
Of course, Joe spelled it wrong.
Hey, at least I didn't spell... Okay. Well, that's why there's a swipe-up link to help out when I don't know my own stuff. All right, Live the Web Girl, what are you into?
I'm into this brand new eyeshadow palette that I just got. It's from Morphe, which I love Morphe eyeshadows because they are so good eyeshadows.
Like pigmented?
Yes, they're so pigmented. You do not need a lot at all. They go on your skin so nice, so, so nice. And they're so soft and it's super affordable. So I got an eyeshadow palette. It's 25A. It's called Copper Spice. And
so it's browns, warm browns?
Warm browns, oranges. There's like a mauve color in there, which I'm obsessed with right now. There's just a bunch of pretty colors, and they're really complimentary to my blue eyes, which is really good. And it was only $19.
Ooh.
And I think there's 25 shades.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why they call it like 25A. But yeah, there's 25 shades in there, and it was only $19. And this is like actually good eyeshadow.
Hey guys, if you're listening right now and you're like, what the heck are they talking about? Don't be alone, because I don't know, Copper Spice? Like,
that's the palette's
like
name.
Girl. Oh, hey, sorry. No, that sounds cool. I'm sure ladies that listen to the show know.
It's
but I'm
gorgeous.
Like,
you can see it on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
Girl, you look gorgeous. Alex, what are you into?
Music again. For the last couple weeks, I've just been on a new music kick, like just finding new songs that I'm liking. And I know that I totally roasted last week somebody for telling me their favorite artist was Migos. But this is my thought, like going out pregame song right now. It's Mustard and Migos. So they're not my favorite artists of all time, but I do like Migos' songs. So this is called Pure Water.
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad bad then they after me. Bam. One bad bad look like a masterpiece. Looking for a dunk like an athlete. Big drip, what you call it? Big drip. Ice chain, pure water.
Ice, ice, ice.
You got the cab, but can't afford them.
Cash.
You got the bad, but can't afford them. Give me the beat, I ride it like a jet ski.
Hey.
So many bad, bad, they harassing me. They like me because I rap and be with the athletes. Stop asking
you
me.
You can't help but listen to this and just move your butt up and down. Like, this is just my jam
You're
right now.
You're twerking in your seat. This is awkward for everybody involved.
Yes. This is, you thought it up, honey. You thought it up for St. Patrick's Day. You put this song on when you're pre-gaming with your girls. Okay, okay.
All right. Alex turned into somebody from the Jersey Shore. That's awesome. All right. That's what we're into. You can see all of these songs and these different makeup things that Liv's talking about. If you go to our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, there's a swipe up link for you to check that out.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Where are my Team Cassie haters at? Literally, screw this girl. I hate her. I've hated her from the beginning. She is so fake. She is a liar.
Okay, you just spit on me. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Colton Underwood's season of The Bachelor ended with a shocker. No proposal and no engagement. After Monday night's episode, the finale picked up last night with Colton knocking on Cassie's door, asking for a second chance. She gave him that second chance, and the duo ended up meeting Colton's family. By the way, he took her to freaking Spain to meet his family, and as they're going, she's crying, saying she doesn't know how she feels! Why? Why did he send two other chicks home that genuinely said, I am in love with you. I'm ready for this. I'm ready to get married.
Because he didn't love them.
And he picked the girl who didn't.
Because he didn't love them.
Guys are so stupid. Stop thinking with your head and think with your head. Ugh.
Which head? Now I'm confused.
Stop it. Okay, so his own family had their own doubts, but ultimately everything worked out. I'm saying that in quotes. The newly reunited couple went on a bachelor-esque date. They went down a seaside cliff, had a romantic picnic in Portugal. Then they headed to the fantasy suite. And while it was heavily implied, the episode never explicitly revealed whether Colton ultimately lost his virginity. Cassie and Colton say now, as for where they are now, they say that they're in love, but they're still talking about getting engaged. They're taking it slow. You're never getting engaged. I hate you both. You're both stupid. And now, this is what Cassie had to say about everything, by the way, last night. Here's a clip of Cassie. And
where is your relationship right now? How does this stand?
We're in love.
Yeah, we're super in love. I totally got lipstick on you.
Are you planning on getting engaged?
It's definitely something we've talked about.
Liar!
What's holding you back?
I mean, nothing's holding me back right now. No, I think
Matt Randolph's holding me back right now. No, we still have a lot of conversation to have, and we still have a lot of room to grow in our relationship too. So we're enjoying dating right now.
I don't have time for those fake asses. Hannah Brown is the new Bachelorette, Alabama Hannah. That was announced last night.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
I feel all the emotions, but honestly, I'm just really grateful for this opportunity.
You seem not to be fazed by any of this then, Alex. It seems like you're okay.
I know. I love this show. I'm a huge Bachelor person, by the way. I love all of them. Bachelor in Paradise is my favorite, though, out of the franchise. But I am Team Hannah B, by the way. Some people have asked me. I love Alabama Hannah. She's funny. She's interesting. I thought Becca sucked. Becca was boring. I'm excited for some actual good TV coming up the next couple months. While talking about the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland on Michael Rappaport's podcast, Mike Tyson said he would never let his kids be alone with Michael Jackson.
You know, I have an 8-year-old kid. I wouldn't let Michael hang out with my kid. I wouldn't let my kid go with Michael house. I love Michael. You know what I mean? Michael had the reputation of this. It's like some people say, well, listen, you're Mike Tyson. I wouldn't let my daughter around you because you've been to prison for rape.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And listen, I understand that.
Right.
I respect that. I understand that.
His voice, I can't. It makes me laugh. His lisp.
Yeah.
Don't bother asking for a Friends reunion. The show will never be revived. In an interview about her career for Rolling Stone, the co-creator of Friends, Marta Kaufman, was asked why she's so adamant that the show won't be revived. She said, there are several reasons. One, the show is about a time in your life when your friends are your family. It's not that time anymore. All we'd be doing is putting those six actors back together, but the heart of the show would be gone. Two, I don't know what good it does us. The show's doing just fine. People love it. A reunion could only disappoint. She said it'd be called The One Where Everyone's Disappointed. Like the episode.
The
title.
Episode would be called that.
Yep. And the first full-length trailer of Aladdin, the like live remake version of Aladdin, came out yesterday. It features Will Smith as the genie. Here's a little clip of him performing Friend Like Me. I like it. A lot of people roasted him for taking on this role, but I actually think it's fun.
Watch out. You done wound me up. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Doesn't that seem fun?
I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know what, though? There's always people that are going to hate when something's different.
That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Listen, they've explained this to me, and I still don't understand what Alex or Liv the Web Girl are talking about. But they want to know if they're alone, if there are other people that are scared of something that's not scary.
It's not scary, but you're scared of it?
Yeah, this makes no sense to me. 833-JOE-ALEX is coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning to you. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to be part of the show. 833-563-2539. But I don't think anybody's going to call in for this, Alex, because it's your friend, I think you mentioned. Liv's got some stories about what are you afraid of, but it's not a scary thing. Because if you're like, oh, I'm afraid of clowns, well, duh. A lot of people are scared of that. What is this, Alex, that your friend is afraid of?
My friend was telling me how deathly afraid of whales she is. And I was
oh
my gosh, same. I am terrified of whales.
Do you even see a whale? How are you terrified of them? Like, oh, there's another whale.
Like the whales at SeaWorld and stuff. They ate that one girl.
Shamu?
They ate her?
Yeah.
Well, they drowned them and stuff. They'll take them to the bottom and drown you.
In 2011, whale attacks, SeaWorld. Let me see. In 2011, that whale Tilikum, they did that whole Netflix documentary, Blackfish, on it.
Because, yeah, they're not supposed to be in tanks and they took them to the bottom.
No, they grabbed that lady, something Brancho. I can't remember her first name. But
they
grabbed her by her ponytail, pulled her into the water, drowned her, ate her scalp off. Yeah, I mean, she was, totally messed up. I mean, she
died. Take them to the bottom of the water and kill them.
But yeah, that's because of SeaWorld. But I went to Hawaii this winter, and we went deep sea fishing, and there were whales all around us, and they're the most calming creatures.
See, dolphins don't freak me out, but whales scare me. I feel like they are dangerous animals. They are like
dolphins are hella horny. They will hump you.
See, I feel like whales are like the lions of the sea. Like they will bite your head off. They freak me the heck out. And so,
what would sharks be?
Well, sharks are scary too, but for some reason, scare me more than sharks. I have no idea why, but they just do. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. It's scary. It's things that scare you that aren't scary.
I'm sorry. I'm scared of dolphins. Let's talk to Kendra. You're on the Joe and Alex show. So what are you afraid of, which isn't really scary?
Moths and butterflies.
Wow, you're scared of moths and butterflies? What is it about them?
Moths and butterflies. When I was a kid, I had a moth get stuck in my hair. It was really long.
Ew.
I had to get stuck in my hair right by my ear, and just the flapping of the wings. Ever since, if I see them, I run the opposite direction. I took my kids to the zoo when they had that huge butterfly exhibit. They begged me and begged me and begged me to go through it, and I could not go through it. I just couldn't.
I get it. If someone was flapping around in my hair, I'd hate it too.
Butterflies are so pretty. They have like butterfly exhibits that you can go and see, and like they'll fly around you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this song is scary by Crazy Town. I'm scared of that butterfly. Hey, Kendra, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, what are you afraid of, which is really not a scary thing?
I am scared of taking baths.
Taking baths?
Yeah. When I was little, I didn't really watch scary movies, and so I was at a friend's house, and they were watching Scary Movie 3, which I know is really not a scary movie, but like this little blue boy came out of like a sink or a bathtub.
Oh my
gosh. And I can't take baths anymore.
I think that movie is absolutely hilarious. I can't believe you got actually scared from that.
I was in third grade, so I don't remember all like the funny parts. I remember like it being scary.
So have you taken a bath since then?
No, because all day long.
You're missing out, girlfriend.
Do you ever go to Lush at the mall?
No.
Hold on, let's just make sure. You have showered, right?
Yeah, I shower.
Okay.
You're missing out, girl.
I know, if anything, I think the shower's more scary than a bath.
Oh, my gosh. Sarah, we appreciate your call.
Don't scare about a shower now, Liv. Then she'll never be clean.
Yeah.
She'll only like get like a little bit wet when the rain happens. Allison, thanks for hanging on. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Allison, what is your fear, which is really not a typical fear? It's not a scary thing.
Crabs.
Crabs, like the creature in the sea or the other kind?
No, the creature in the sea with the little pinchers.
So she's not scared. So she's not scared of the other kind.
I mean, yes, everyone's afraid of those, but let's face it, I don't have you.
How do we know? No, I'm just kidding.
Is it hard for you to go to the beach and just walk on the sand with bare feet because you're scared they're going to pop out?
Absolutely. I was on vacation in South Padre Island when I was 9, and I had my foot ripped open by one of those little creepy crustaceans. And I mean, it took me a long time. I couldn't even go by the seafood section at the grocery store for the longest time.
Oh my gosh, why did you think they were going to, like, come alive?
It's just something creepy. Like, I'll eat imitation crab meat, but as far as, you know, like, crabs and their claws and everything, I can't even touch a shell. Like, it's traumatizing.
I have a question. Are you scared of Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob?
No, I'm kind of afraid of the whole show. It's just really looking weird.
That's why Alex loves it.
One time when I was on spring break, one of my like really good guy friends dropped one of those little crabs in my bikini bottom. Yeah.
I would freak out.
I freaked out, but I was dying laughing at the same time.
That was the second time that Liv has actually found crabs in her pants.
Oh my gosh, that is not true. You are so bad.
All right, just throwing it out there. 833 Joe Alex Page. Okay, I'm looking at the screen of Porkchop. Does Porkchop understand how the show works?
What?
Oh, he does.
What's wrong? What's the problem?
Hey, Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is your thing?
Afraid of clowns.
But that's normal. That's something that you're supposed to be afraid of.
No, I mean to the point where I'm in tears if I hear circus music.
But that's so normal. I've heard that a million times. Like that's why haunted houses do clown themes.
No, you're not supposed to be scared of clowns.
No,
yes,
everyone is.
I'm not scared of clowns.
You're like
the only
everyone
person. In my family, they like to use it against me because no one that I know is actually afraid of them.
Really? That's so weird. I feel like that's so common. That's like the scariest thing I feel like when you go through a haunted house.
My irrational fear is sneezing on the air, but it's also people that have the radio turned on when they're on the phone. Make sure when you call in, you have it turned down. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap it up with Danielle. Danielle, this is insane. What is your fear?
Tanning beds. Do
because of that Final Destination movie. That is sort of like burned alive in there.
Whoa, I forgot about that. You're right. That was way weird.
I had a girl in college who had a phobia of tanning beds because of that same movie.
But it's good. You know what? It's for the best because, you know, we know how terrible they are for you anyway.
Yes, I have tried to, like, go tanning, and I lay there, and I, like, have a panic attack. I'm like, oh, my gosh, am I going to get stuck in here? I can't even do it.
Stick with the spray tans, girl.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show, Danielle. We appreciate you.
Ever since I was a little girl, for a very unexplainable reason, I have been terrified of Band-Aids and fingerless gloves. Like, they absolutely terrify me. I can't look at them. I can't see them. I can't wear them.
I'm terrified of Liv when she eats cheese.
Oh,
that is pretty damn terrifying.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Let's talk about dumb people doing dumb things. No, not your friends, but the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Florida woman was arrested after threatening people inside of a hair salon with a machete. Now, I don't know if the machete was actually used to cut hair inside the salon.
Oh, that would be, I mean, just very, very interesting.
Have you seen some of these weird people, though? Like, it's like little viral videos of how they cut hair. Like, they'll burn it and they'll do different things and chop it.
Yes, it's been a while, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Is that somewhere you'd like to go? You're like, oh, that's new, fresh, and inventive. I like
it. You know, not me, but I would go watch somebody else do it.
Okay, well, a customer, Alex, said the woman was acting strange and asked her to calm down. Okay. I don't know much as a man, but I know you never ask a woman to calm down, because what's going to happen? She's going to not calm down. Yep. I am calm.
Number one thing you shouldn't do. That should be in like every premarital counseling session ever.
Okay, here's where the machete came from. She went to her car, grabbed a machete, and swung it in the air when she walked back into the salon. The salon's owner called the cops. I would have done that from the beginning, who arrived pretty quickly and arrested the woman. After being placed in the cop's car, though, the woman doo-dooed in the back seat.
Ew.
Gross. She's been charged with 2 counts of assault and on a person of 65 or older. I'm about to sneeze. Oh, God. Sorry. I tried to hold it in.
Bless you.
Oh, my God. I'm a sneezer. Yeah, so she got charged with assault for, like, pretty much beating up old people.
That's sad.
Have you ever, though, being honest here?
I mean, some old people deserve it.
Yeah, then, like, they smell kind of, too, and they're, like, they take forever to get out of the way.
Right. So, I mean, honestly, I don't blame her.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they should reduce the crime. All right,
We're kidding!
Oh, yeah! Ha ha! Wink, wink. That's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
Whoa! I'm never going to live that clip down.
What clip?
That one.
That was just you being really excited. Okay, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 100.9. About to get out of here today. Tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show, we will have more chances for you to qualify to see Lady Gaga in Vegas. And just for getting qualified, you'll get a digital download of A Star Is Born, that soundtrack. And also tomorrow, we got Ask Alex. That happens around 7:30.
Yes, this guy is dating a girl who is Insta-famous, and he's worried she might be doing something a little shady with her followers.
What? I know, right? Okay, so anybody got something happening today? What are your plans?
I am going to meet some of the people for the first time involved in my child advocate's case. So I am very excited about this. I've been looking forward to this for months.
That is really, really cool. I'm so impressed that you're doing that too. A lot of time goes into that. So thank you for helping out with the kids.
Thank you.
What about the other kids? We know Alex, we got you and me, but what about Porkchop and Liv?
I'm not doing really anything today. I actually don't have to work after this job, which is the first time this week, which I'm really excited about. But I'm really just going to try to go to the grocery and figure out how I can get better sources of protein. I need more protein in my diet.
Why don't you come Uber drive with me if you're free?
I mean, I will if you want me to. I also don't want to get murdered. So... And that's the whole reason why I didn't want to Uber drive in the first place.
I thought you're not allowed to have passengers with you when you Uber drive anyway.
Not really, but I feel like... You know.
Shouldn't. I did it before. It was a guy and his wife. I'm like, well, who the heck is your co-pilot?
You'd be fine.
Get her out of here.
She'd make my rating go down.
Guy, I would not at all make your rating go down.
All right, Pork Chop, what do you got going on today?
I think that's actually... I don't know. I feel like I should drive a little today.
Do you want to come to the gym with me?
All right, let's just call it even.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. All right, cool. That sounds really fun. I'm heading out to a Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram right now. I just got my brand new, it's a Jeep Wrangler Sahara. Ooh. This thing is sweet. I got to show you guys, because I just picked it up yesterday after the show. You know how like cars have sunroofs? This thing in the 2019 version has a button that you hit and the whole roof retracts back.
That's no freaking way.
I'm the biggest tool. I'm going to be driving down Keystone later today and I'm going to be in Broad Ripple. If you see somebody, the green color is called Mojito. Yeah, it's like a drink.
I like how you say that. Say it again.
Mojito.
I'm using this as an Instagram opportunity. So if you don't mind retracting the roof, I'm gonna hang out the roof, please, and I need you to get an Instagram picture for me.
All right, I'm gonna let Liv take the picture, but you could certainly certainly use my new whip. So if you're looking to find a new vehicle, get that Jeep. And as a matter of fact, they let you do a 24-hour test drive. And if you mention that I sent you, like Joe and Alex show and Radio Now 100.9, they're gonna donate $50 to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana. Which is really cool. You might find your new ride and help out a good cause. So we can't do any of this, though, unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.